You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1529. Today's tip is another in the handy tools category, featuring Horsemanship Radio host Debbie Laux and her famous dad, Monty Roberts, with some advice on helping the bulky horse want to move forward. And speaking of handy tools, what about handy tools from Kinetic Vet, like Equishield CKHC? Don't let your horse suffer from itchy, irritated skin any longer with Equishield CKHC by Kinetic Vet. Its powerful formula combines three ingredients to fight bacteria, tackle fungus, and soothe inflamed skin. Equishield CKHC comes in a convenient shampoo, a salve for targeted relief, and a spray-on for on-the-go treatment. See the difference Equishield CKHC can make in your horse's skin? Visit kineticvet.com or ask your veterinarian to order it today. Equishield CKHC, relief for your horse, peace of mind for you.
I'm getting a lot of letters from people, so help me out with this. I'm hearing adjectives in these emails and in people calling us saying, my horse is lazy, my horse is stubborn. How do you help a person with their horse?
Well, I was just working with a colt this morning that needs the giddy-up rope. And the giddy-up rope is my answer to it. And the giddy-up rope has its roots way back in Spain, where they created this thing called a romal. Mm-hmm. The romal is a part of the reins that goes on down, and it's actually a whip. But it's a limber whip of braided rawhide. Okay. And you don't just strike it like you would a whip on the side of the horse, but you flick it across in front of yourself. And it crosses the body of the horse and then comes down on the left side and then the right side and so forth and so on. And the romal used to be a required piece of equipment, no longer, and they don't allow it to be used in the ring, which is a good thing, really. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the horse that doesn't want to go forward is often encouraged to go forward and want to by the act of, I think it's kind of a predatorial act, when something flicks across your back and touches you on one side, and then flicks across your back and touches you on another side. So in order to build one, way back in the early 50s, I started braiding these things we called a whip-wop. And my son later said, don't have the word whip involved in it, because mm-hmm. you can't cause pain with it. And what you do is you buy a length of rope about a meter long or 3 feet long, and you braid it into, you take it apart, a cotton rope, and you take it apart. It's about 3/4 or 7/8 inch cotton rope that you take apart, and then you re-braid it by loosening the yarn of the cotton mm-hmm. into a looser braid than it is when it's in a rope, which if you hit them with a rope, it could hurt. But it's you solid. Braid it into a soft, nerfy-like mm-hmm. thing. And then it doesn't cause any pain at all. You can slam it on your leg and it doesn't cause any pain. We braid them up with a loop in it so that you can put it around your wrist. And mm-hmm. then you can just flick it across. And on the end of it, there's a tassel. And we actually sell them here. And I asked Adam this morning, because of this interview, I asked him, how much do we charge for them? And he says, we charge $20. And it costs $4 or $5 to buy the rope, and then it takes 2 or 3 hours really to braid them up and do them properly, where you tie the thing off and stuff. So $20 is only about a break even when you figure the time involved okay. in them. But you can make one. You can buy a meter or 3 feet of cotton rope and make one yourself by taking the rope all apart and then braiding it back together with a handhold on one end and a tassel on the other end. And we actually tie it off so that it becomes a tassel-like thing that's really soft. And like I say, you can fling it in the air and bang it on your leg, and you feel that it's just puffy and it doesn't cause okay. any pain at all. And it's not pain that makes the horse go forward.
That all right. Stops a there horse. We go. That's what I was trying to get to, the lazy and stubborn part. Yeah. So
well, the lazy, stubborn horse that doesn't want to go forward will suddenly liven when you use the giddy up rope properly, flicking it across. And on the online university, you have Walter Won't Go. That's one of the segments on there.
Okay.
And I show it's a very, I think, demonstrative way to show the giddy up rope. Walter wouldn't go anywhere near an arena. If he saw a gate and a place where you might put him to work, I think he's been abused in an arena. He wouldn't go near the place. And I show where he just freezes up and stops. And then in 20 minutes, bingity, bingity, bing, I could canter him into the arena.
Yeah.
Now, naturally, I didn't hurt him when he was in the arena. So he began to see that the arena doesn't have to be a place of torture.
Mm-hmm.
And the giddy-up rope goes way back. Its roots are way back, but it's painless. It has moved through the centuries to become non-violent, to become totally painless. And I recommend it highly. If you put a pair of blinkers on, if people know what blinkers are, they're kind of blinder blinkers. I don't know.
They can't see backwards.
They have them on driving horses and they have them on some race horses.
Mm-hmm.
If you put those on and he just sees it flicking across, just a little glimpse of it, it still causes him to go forward, which you'll see with Walter Won't Go on the online
right.
university.
Yeah, it's
so
a really
it's,
good
a, it's
lesson,
a tremendous right? piece of equipment for people that have a lazy or otherwise horse that balks, or in parts of the world they call it napping, horse that won't go forward.
Well, there you have it. And thanks again to today's sponsor, Kinetic Vet. You can find Kinetic Vet at kineticvet.com. Don't let your horse suffer with dry, itchy skin for one day longer. Kineticvet.com. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.